Right, time to turn our attentions to matters of local government and head off to Bullockshire and say good morning to CEO of that there shire in Anthony Judd. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you?
Very well indeed, thanks. So, busy night coming up tonight, council meeting, including the election of the mayor, so a very significant one.
Yeah, it is. It is. We're pretty excited to be getting to this point. The election got declared a fair bit earlier than we'd expected, so our timeframe had the election of the mayor always scheduled for tonight. So we're finally there after having a council in place now for a little while. They took the oath of office last week, so tonight the election of the mayor and deputy mayor, if the councils wish to have a deputy mayor, and have that choice about putting a mayor in for 1 or 2 years. So that'll also be considered tonight. So as always, it's always a pretty special evening, but obviously, again, a bit different with our family and friends present. Usually we get all the OAMs in and all the dignitaries around the communities, but that's not going to happen tonight. Obviously, still operating COVID safe. So, so tomorrow we'll have a mayor. We'll be able to let the media know about who our mayor is for the next 12 months.
Fantastic. Well, a few other things to get through. We're pushing the old proverbial uphill with the pointy stick a bit time-wise today. So Vic Swim bookings, they're opening.
Yeah, it's great to see. So pools opened during November. So we are now working with Vic Swim, which is a centrally run organisation to hold the sessions in each of our 5 larger pools. So from the week of the 4th of January to the 8th of January, that'll be Birchip and Witchyproof pools. And week 2, which is the 11th to the 15th of January, will be Charlton, Donald and Sea Lake pools. And I understand the bookings open for them today. So jump onto the Vic Swim website and get all your kids registered. It's a really important program.
And talking of Witchyproof too, early years construction commences.
Yeah, this is exciting. So we've been working really hard on this as a council, and the community have been working really hard as well, and they had a huge fundraising push and we got the money, and it's always been a fair bit of time to get it all right before you see works on the ground, but works on the ground started last week. So really, community is a bit of buzz about this. Key priority for the town. So the new kinder and childcare facility, or the Witchyproof Early Years Facility, I think it's being called, will be open for Term 1 2021.
Terrific. And finally, Australia Day Awards extended.
Yeah, we spoke about this last week with the cut-off date being, I think it was Friday. So we've just realised that, we started to have a baby trickle in late last week as committee start to meet again and talk about who they should put forward. So we have extended it. So jump on the website. We'd love to get as many nominations as possible put those local worthy winners up for consideration.
Fantastic. Anthony, always good to chat, mate. Have a great week and look forward to talking next week.
Thanks, Robbo. Take care.
Good on you. Anthony Judd from the Bullockshire joining us on the Wake Up Call.